Drasha for Seder Balak, Tavshin Samach Gimel. The most obvious and simple connection between the Haftorah and the Sedra is the verse, Ami Zechorna Mayoatz Balak Melech Moav Ume'ona Oso Bilam Ben Boor Min Hashitim Ad HaGilgo L'manda Sidkos Hashem. The Navi Micha reminds us of the plan of Balak and Bilam's part in it in trying to curse the Jewish people, which ended up in a blessing, which is the major theme of this week's Sedra. Another connection is, it mentions in that sentence, Min Hashitim. Shitim is an allusion to the sin that the Jewish people committed in Shitim, the sin of Baal Peor, and that is also mentioned in the end of the Sedra, and the end of the Haftorah. The Hatznei Alecha Similokecha, one should walk modestly with God, is also the antithesis of the preachers, the immodesty that was exhibited in the sin of Baal Peor, where they served idolatry and went after the daughters of Midian. Another connection we find is that in the Sedra, the Bilam compares the Jewish people to a lion, and similarly in the Haftorah starts out, V'hoya sheris Yaakov b'goyim b'kerev amim rabim ka'arye b'bahamos, yar. That we are compared to a lion amongst the animals of the forest. Another connection is, it says in the Haftorah, V'hichrati shofim miyodecha, I will destroy your magical implements. And the Sedra, it says that that is one of the good things about the Jewish people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki lo nachash b'Yaakov, we have no magic. We don't resort to magic. Another connection is, it says in the Haftorah, Ri v'sehorim v'tishmanu ha'gvo'os. Fight with the mountains and let the... In the Sedra it says, Ki merosh surim erenu, I see them from the tops of the mountains. Migvo'os ashirenu, from the hills I see him. Both of them, the Medrashim say, refer to our forefathers and foremothers. And therefore, the connection is that Bilam saw the very root of the Jewish people, and the Haftorah also speaks about these roots. Another connection is the fact that Bilam and Balak brought 42 burnt offerings, thinking that this would convince God to let him curse the Jewish people. In the Haftorah it says, Hayirtza Hashem ba'alfei elim, ba'kadmenu ba'olos ba'golim b'nei shona. Do you think that God wants thousands of sacrifices, or that you can prepare him with calves? Do you think that that will make a difference intrinsically in what God wants? Another connection says in the Sedra, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov. In the Haftorah, it says, Higid Lecha Adam Matov. Similar exclamation. However, these are all peripheral connections and similarities. There is something much more deep and significant connected between the Sedra and the Haftorah. The whole idea that God made it work out, that Bilam, instead of cursing the Jewish people, would bless them, that the Jewish people should hear from a non-Jewish source what their essence was, and how even the non-Jewish world saw our role and mission amongst the nations of the world through a prophet of the nations of the world. Even they recognized that our power was not in our hands, even though they were afraid of us because we had military victories against Sihon and Og. They realized that we were not victorious with physical might alone, but our power was spiritual, and therefore it was lodged in our mouth, and a spiritual power. And therefore they thought that they had to come against us with spiritual powers of curses. That's what it means, the plot, the plan of Balak. And what Bilam answered him is that Balak recognized the power of the Jewish people, and Bilam, because God forced him, put it into a very clear perspective of what exactly the essence and mission of the Jewish people is. And therefore, Bilam mentions that our mission and our essence already has been formed for us by our fathers and our mothers. Therefore, he says also that God does not look at the sins of the Jewish people, recognizing that they are only peripheral, that our essence is pure and holy. And therefore, lo hibit oven de Yaakov, the lo ra'a amal de Yisrael. God looks more at our essence than at the peripheral sins which we are punished for, which don't go unpunished. But God distinguishes between what our essence is and what our peripheral actions are. And that's why it says that God didn't get angry the entire time that Bilam was trying to curse us and make use of God's anger, because this showed that God recognized the fact that even though there are reasons to get angry at the Jewish people, but intrinsically God has a tremendous connection with us beyond that anger. And therefore, Bilam also mentioned, Am levadad yishkom, we're a nation that dwells apart, alone. We're different than all the other nations. However, we are bekerev amin, as it says in the Haftorah. We live amongst the nations in order to influence them and inspire them, and those that will not be influenced and inspired, then we are like lions to destroy the evil from the world in order to let the rest of the world follow and have a connection with God. That's what it says, min hashitim ad hagilgo. This is ultimately the representation of the mission of the Jewish people. Shitim represents the sin of Baal Peor, where the Jewish people assimilated in the most base way with the nations of the world and their culture and their wives and their gods. And Gilgo was the place where we entered Eretz Israel to be separate from the nations of the world. And there we had Bris Milah again, which brought holiness and modesty and being separated, insulated from the nations of the world in Eretz Israel. And that is how the Sedra ends, with the Kina of Pinchas, who recognized the root of the Jewish people and wanted to atone for them, because he realized that the people who were sinning were only peripheral, and if he could separate them and kill them, then the Jewish people would be atoned for. And this is the opposite of magic. Magic is something that separates between man and God, where man acts like a god. But the antithesis of magic is where God does everything and a person has complete trust in God. And that's why Ein Od Milvado, there's nothing besides God, is the antithesis of using magical spiritual powers to go against what God wants or to substitute for what God wants. And therefore the basic identity and essence of the Jewish people is represented in three things. Asos Mishpat, which is Torah and mitzvahs, doing what is just and right. Ahavas Chesed, doing kindness between man and his friend, having a connection and an influence over others. And Hatzneas Leches, living a life of holiness and modesty. Hasham Shom Falher says these were in fact the qualities of the three leaders we were given who represented the essence of the Jewish people. Moshe represented Mishpat, justice and Torah. Aaron, Chesed, bringing peace, kindness from one to the other. And Miriam represented modesty. Higid lecha Adam, we are called Adam. We are the spiritual heirs to the first man, we can achieve what he was meant to achieve in the Garden of Eden. And in that way, we benefit and inspire and influence the entire world. Ma tov, what is good? Good is what others benefit from. Uma Hashem doresh mimcha, what does God want from you? First, you have to be a person who has mishpat, who has justice, who does what's right, who follows the Torah. And you have to be tzanua, you have to live a holy life, a life. And then, ma tov, then you can influence and benefit others also and confer upon them the ultimate good. That's why it says ahavas chesed, a love of kindness. For only through Torah and mitzvahs can one come to love kindness, not just to do kindness, because he emulates God and becomes God-like. That's why the Gemara says that they wanted to include Parshas Balak in Kriyat Shema every day, because it mentions the idea of getting up and going to sleep, as it says in Kriyat Shema. It said when you get up and when you go to sleep. Because that is the essence of the Jewish people. Whether they are awake or sleeping, their intrinsic essence is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, accepting upon themselves the yoke of God's kingdom, the oneness of God, and the yoke of mitzvahs. And the last parsha of Kriyat Shema is the idea of Lo Sasuru Achrei Levavchem Achrei Neichem V'yistem Kedoshim Tznius, modesty and holiness, and not going after one's eyes and one's heart. That is the essence of the Jewish people. And therefore, Parshas Balak, which reflects this essence, and the Torah from Micha, which speaks also about this essence of the Jewish people, have a tremendous parallel connection.